Well, it's all about contingency planning. I mean, we don't know how long this disaster is going to continue. It all depends on Trump's conduct and what can be achieved by more diplomatic solutions, or how severe the shock will ultimately be. So it's really contingency planning at this stage, but very necessary. I mean, there's a lot of planning needs to be done to protect low-income users of energy, gas and electricity at home. We need to be thinking about the demand side of this, how we reduce unnecessary demand. That's important for the short and the long run. So if business, for example, in the building industry can be mobilized for a sort of crash program of home insulation and beginning to think about how you get the labor for that and the apprentices for that. I mean, that's the kind of planning that could be done now.
What about the businesses themselves? What kind of impact do you think that this is having on businesses in terms of the rocketing energy costs for them and the increasing transport costs for them?
Well, it's coming through indirectly. I mean, for example, one of the worst casualties of this energy shock is fertilizer prices, and that's going to feed through into food. Most petrochemicals will go up in price, and that will feed through into other costs. So it's right across the board, and of course, business is already negatively affected by some government policy decisions, like increasing national insurance costs on labour. So, the government has got a bit of a deficit in confidence with the business sector, which it's going to have to make up.
What do you think these companies should be doing to reduce passing on these increased costs that they're facing to the consumer? And do you think there's any evidence that they are doing it?
Well, I've not seen any evidence of it, but no, the sensible thing to do is to try to economize on energy where possible. I'm sure most of them are watching the bottom line in any event. But, transport is an obvious sector. We may well be, and as this crisis goes on, have to think about, reducing motorway speeds, getting better, more efficient use of the transport system to reduce fuel use. And this is partly a voluntary thing. And, road haulage in particular, a lot can be done at the kind of sector level, and that's what we should be thinking about.